Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. All television ads annoy me, some infuriate me, but the one they started airing a couple weeks ago induced hyperventilation. It was T-Mobile announcing their inauguration of the country's first and only 5G cell phone network. I took this personally because I have said repeatedly here that this was never going to happen. Was I, gasp, wrong? Or are they lying? You want three guesses? As it has been hyped for lo these many months, 5G, or fifth generation, a.k.a. the next big thing, 5G cell phones use extremely high-frequency radio waves called millimeter waves that permit data to be transferred at extremely high rates of speed. There is no evidence at all that the downtrodden masses are crying out for more smartphone bandwidth with which to watch kittens on Facebook, but the marketers are convinced they can make us want it and spend heavily to get it. The marketers are desperate. Global sales of smartphones have been declining for a year and a half. There was a slight upward tick in the fourth quarter of 2019, despite blandishments including three, count 'em, three cameras per phone, foldable screens that break almost immediately, and bigger batteries. No? Okay, how about 5G? The reason I have said frequently that significant 5G networks are never going to happen is that there are some problematic things about millimeter waves, including the following. They are extremely short range. Anything like full coverage requires a transmitter every 1,000 feet. As far as I'm concerned, game over right there. And even with that density of transmitters, the signal is easily blocked by things like, walls, hands, so forth. They may constitute a health hazard. They are close to the wavelength used in microwave ovens. While the microwaves won't cook us or pop our popcorn, Scientific American reports that more than 500 peer-reviewed studies have found harmful biologic or health effects from exposure to radio-frequency radiation. Handsets capable of handling millimeter waves require so much power that they need a really large and bulky battery to get through the day, and when in use, they overheat. A lot. As one reviewer put it, probably not hot enough to ignite your battery, probably, but enough to generate a definite burning sensation in your pants pockets. The review went on to observe that the handset industry is using a tried and tested method for dealing with this problem, ignoring it and hoping it goes away. So how is it, you may well ask, that T-Mobile claims to be operating a fully realized national 5G network? Have they solved all these problems, installed all these transmitters? Or are they lying, and you don't get three more guesses? Turns out there are two bands of frequencies identified by whoever the authorities are as 5G, low band and high band. The high band frequencies are the ones everyone's been talking about as enabling the features of 5G. Well, T-Mobile has used the low-band frequencies, which travel much farther but do not have anything like the bandwidth of millimeter waves. In fact, most of what T-Mobile is calling its 5G network is operating at 4G speeds or even slower. In New York City, not an inconsequential market for whatever this is, the T-Mobile 5G network tested at download speeds of 28 megabytes per second, while the standard 4G networks offered 128 megabytes per second. Well, in the America of Donald Trump and high tech and big oil, etc., if you want something to be so, you simply announce that it is so. and demand compensation for providing it. Consequences? There are no consequences. Consequences, like laws and taxes, are for little people. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.